There is a number of issues that actually we highlighted in our statement. There is extrajudicial killings. There is kidnapping. For example, we're talking about the genocide and commemorating the genocide. But one of the people who saved over 1,200 people, Mr. Paul Rusesabagina, who is the real-life hero of the film Hotel Rwanda, was in late August of 2020 kidnapped from Dubai, taken to Rwanda, and is facing charges because he's criticized the government of Rwanda. Journalists have been arrested and are spending a lot of time in pretrial detention with no real charges. The disappearances of people like Bahati Musa, there is the kidnapping, a lot of things happening in Rwanda, the country led by Paul Kagame, where so many human rights are being abused. And the reason we released the statement is to shine a light and make sure that the world knows what is happening, but also toward various authorities in various institutions around the world, U.S. government, among others, the U.N., the African Union, and many other international organizations that need to take action in response to these human rights abuses by Paul Kagame and his government in Rwanda.
You mentioned Rusesabagina. As you know, the Rwandan government says that Rusesabagina and others, they are on trial because of what the government called involvement in some terroristic act.
Yeah, my comment is that that is a kind of a catch-all type of crime or charge that the Rwandan government uses basically toward every one of its well-known critics. Let me just remind the world that even Nelson Mandela was accused of being a terrorist. He was in the U.S. terrorist until, I believe it was 2009, if I'm not mistaken. So the government of Rwanda has used this charge on multiple people. And so basically, Paul Rusesabagina's crime was really to criticize Paul Kagame's government.
I'm sure you are aware that President Paul Kagame, I think he spoke on Wednesday, referring to organizations like yours of peddling falsehoods about Rwanda. Your comment?
Obviously, when he says it's falsehoods, you know, everything that I've stated here can be proven with facts. And the biggest highlight that I can give you is, for a long time, the Rwandan government claimed that they did not have troops in the Congo. Then they turned around and held a ceremony to celebrate troops returning from the Congo. So he's projecting, Paul Kagame is projecting and says that we are peddling lies, but every case that was highlighted, for example, in that letter is very factual. That's why he's responding to it. If it was actually false, he wouldn't respond.
It's so nice to talk with you, and thank you very much again. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, James.